அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். எல்லா உயிர்களும் இன்புற்று வாழ்க. எல்லாம் செயல்கூடும் இன்னானை அம்பலத்தே, எல்லாம் வல்லான் தனையே ஏத்து. திருவிளங்க சிவயோக சித்தி எல்லாம் விளங்க, சிவஞான நிலை விளங்க, சிவானுபவம் விளங்க. திருவிளங்கு திருத்தில்லை திருச்சிற்றம்பலத்தை திருக்கூத்து விளங்க, ஒளி ஒளி சிறந்த திருவிளக்கே. உரு விளங்க உயிர் விளங்க, உணர்ச்சி எது விளங்க, உலகமெல்லாம் விளங்க அருள் உதவு பெரும் தாயாம். மறுவிளங்கு குடல் வள்ளி மகிழ் நொறுபால் விளங்க, வயங்கு மணி பொது விளங்க, வளர்ந்த சிவக்கொழுந்தே. அன்பினும் பிடியுள் அகப்படும் மலையே, அன்பினும் குடில் புகும் அரசே, அன்பினும் வளை படுபரம் பொருளே, அன்பினும் கரத்தமர் அமுதே. அன்பினும் கடத்துள் அடங்கிடும் கடலே, அன்பினும் உயிர் ஒளிர் அறிவே, அன்பினும் அணுகுள் அமைந்த பேருளியே, அன்புருவாம் பரசிவமே. அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி அபயம் அபயம். வள்ளலார் யூனிவர்சல் மிஷன் யூஎஸ்ஏ வெல்கம்ஸ் ஆல் த சிஸ்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் பிரதர்ஸ் டு அவர் சண்டே ஈவெண்ட். டுடே இஸ் ஜூன் 17, 2018. வி ஹாவ் வித் அஸ் டாக்டர் தில் ரகு ஜாயினிங் ஃப்ரம் யூஎஸ் அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு கிவ் அ டாக் ஆன் பேருபதேசம், த லாஸ்ட் டாக் ஆஃப் வள்ளலார். Dr. Raghu has joined, Til Raghu has joined us today, and we welcome him wholeheartedly. Welcome, Doctor.
Yes, thank you.
Now we will have a prayer song by Jairajya, and we will continue with the program.
Thank you, Ayya. அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி. Respected Dr. Dil Raghu, we are very happy to you for the talking about the subject on Perubadesam, the last talk of Vallal Perumanar. Ennada mandirame eludada maraye yerada meenilai nindirangada niraive annada poosangile adiyada padippe aarada paarvayile padiyada padippe நன்னாத மனக்ககத்தே அன்னாத நலமே, நாடாத நாட்டகத்தே நடவாத நடப்பே. அண்ணா என் அப்பா, என் ஐயா, என் அரசே, அடி இணை என் கொன்மாலை அணிந்து மகிழ்ந்தருளே. எட்டிரண்டும் என் என்றால் மயங்கிய என்றனக்கே, எட்டாத நிலையெல்லாம் எட்டுவித்த குருவே. சுட்டிரண்டு காட்டாத துரிய நிலை நடுவே, சுயமயமாய் விளங்குகின்ற சுத்த பரம்பொருளே. மற்றது என்று அறிவதற்கு மாட்டாத மறைகள், மௌனம் உரம் பரம் வயகுகின்ற ஒளியே. கட்டறியா திருப்பொருவில் தனி நடந்தை அரசே, தாய் மொழி என்றிகழாது தரித்தே மகிழ்ந்தருளே. அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி.
Thank you, Jairajya. Friends, we will have the talk by Thiru Raghu Ayya today. Ayya is very is not new to us, and he has been giving a few lectures already. So we would like to get into the program directly and give him time for his talk and the discussions thereafter. Doctor.
Yes,
you can start.
Good morning, everybody. Vanakkam. Very happy to join all of you in this Satvicharam. And, you know, we are going to discuss, examine and discuss Vallal notes of Vallalar's last talk given sometime in November 1873, 2 months or so before he decided to lock that door in Siddhi Vilagam. And it is, what, 145 years or so afterwards, we still have the good fortune to examine these notes. Now, I did make a post on my blog, Samarasa Siddha Sanmargam blog, and I just noticed that the first couple of paragraphs seem to have disappeared, so I have to go in and, you know, edit and bring them back. In any case, I pointed out that these are notes. This is not written by Vallalar. And therefore, the first essential thing is we must know what Vallalar has said in the Arupar and Jyothi Agaval, in Jiva Karanya Vurukkam, and the Vinnappangal. Without that background, essential background knowledge, we will get confused by some of the things in these notes of Vallalar's last talk, which he gave to his friends and associates in Sithivalagam in 1873. So that's a very important point that we have to keep in mind. To understand and get the best out of these notes of Vallalar's last talk, or Perubadesam as it's called, we must have the essential background knowledge of the Jiva Karunya Vurukkam, the Vinnappangal, and Arupar and Jyothi Agaval. So I want to make that point really clear, even though I repeated it. So having that background knowledge, then when we look at these notes, and I will be reading passages, and feel free to stop me at any time if you need clarifications. The way I approach this is informal satvicharam, In the way Vallalar himself conducted some of his satvicharam with those who were fortunate to be with him. As we know already from some of the indications left by others, particularly Thoruvur Velayuda Mudaliyar, Vallalar was very, very authentic. Authenticity, being true to oneself, not being pretentious or dishonest and putting on airs like all these swamis and gurus are doing, that was not Vallalar's style. It was plain, simple, true, honest style. And that's why he discouraged and prevented people from adding the word swami to his name, because he said it is aravaram. Aravaram means pretension, ostentation, noise, So, I think, at least speaking for myself, try to do our best to follow Vallalar's simplicity and honesty. And so, in any case, keep it informal without need for any unnecessary formality here. So we look at these notes, and the first thing, as we see, it starts. I also want to say that the notes do contain some confused and confusing statements, which I guess is understandable, when somebody is taking notes. And this, actually, I'm not sure, because even Uran Adigal, who gives some historical notes to the different works of Vallalar, I tried to see if he had any notes on where this Perubadesam notes came from, and he has nothing about it. So perhaps some of you may know. If you know about it, please enlighten me, and I'd be grateful for your for any information you may have. It seems to have been included. It seems to have been included in different editions, starting from the earliest edition of Vallalar's writings. And we are, in any case, I think, fortunate to have these notes. They do contain some very valuable points, and even Uran Adigal says that it does give us an idea of Vallalar's late final thoughts and realizations and advice. So it is a very important document, but its importance can only be understood if we have the background knowledge of Jiva Karunyam and so forth, Vinnappangal also. In fact, the Perubadesam does refer to a couple of things, including the Peruvinnappam and some verses and so forth, and we need to follow those references in order to get the most out of this very, very important talk. So with those preliminary remarks, let's take a look at the notes of Perubadesam. And we see that he starts by emphasizing visaram. So the concept of visaram is a very important concept. It is more or less clear, although there are some notes here in the Perubadesam that can cause some confusion or that can raise some questions for clarification. So as he says, Ingul Ningal Ellavarum Iduvaraikkum Irundhathu Pol Iniyum Veenkaalam Kazhuthukondiraavirgal. That's always very good advice to us at any time in our lives. Idu mudhal saalaikku aandavar pogirar. பத்து தினமாகிய கொஞ்ச காலம். So now that's, you see, சாலைக்கு ஆண்டவர் போகிறார். It ஆண்டவர் here clearly does not refer to அருட்பரஞ்சோதி, because அருட்பரஞ்சோதி is everywhere. So there's no question of அருட்பரஞ்சோதி going from சித்தி வளாகம் to சாலை. So ஆண்டவர் must refer to வள்ளலார். So we have to keep that in mind. Now in other places, of course, ஆண்டவர் does refer to அருட்பரஞ்சோதி. But when the notes say, இது முதல் சாலைக்கு ஆண்டவர் போகிற பத்து தினமாகிய கொஞ்ச காலம் வரையோ, that ஆண்டவர் I presume has to be வள்ளலார். You know, whoever wrote these notes is referring to வள்ளலார் by that term, ஆண்டவர். நீங்கள் எல்லாரும் நல்ல விசாரணையில் இருந்து கொண்டிருங்கள். அந்த விசாரணை எதுவென்றால், நம்முடைய நிலை எப்படிப்பட்டது. So this is the old, Socratic Greek philosopher Socrates. He said, know thyself, you know, that is the first and last word of wisdom. And he said, that is really the essential question of all philosophy, you know thyself, or what am I, you know, who am I? That is what is being pointed out here by Vallalar. Nammudaiya nilai eppadippattathu. But it is not just understanding who we are, which includes psychology, but it is not restricted to psychology, because psychology just deals with, you know, thought patterns, feeling patterns, and then if you have some conflicting feelings and so forth, then they say you have a psychological problem, and they get you to talk about it, and then they analyze it, and then they imagine that it goes away, but it does not, you know. So there's something more is needed than just superficial psychological analysis. And psychology, of course, even in India, you know, it's fashionable to say that, especially among these film stars and so forth, that they are seeking, or they're seeing a therapist, or at least it used to be fashionable at some point. Maybe it's no longer fashionable. But therapy, you know, has very, very limited value. It's again connected to this point that self-inquiry, understanding oneself, goes beyond just understanding the mental patterns of thoughts and feelings and so on and so forth. Nam nammudaiya nilai eppadippattathu. So that's a deeper inquiry. But it's not only self-knowledge. Vallalar says, namakku mel nammai adishtikkindra devathinudaiya nilai eppadippattathu. So it is not only self-knowledge, but it is also, let's use the word God or the divine, knowledge of God or the divine. Namakku mel nammai adishtikkindra devathinudaiya nilai eppadippattathu. So the self, as you know, the self, the jivan soul, is dependent. And the world and the individual soul or jivan are both dependent always on Sivam or the Aruparanjori, the ultimate divine reality and power. So there is no way, you know, if something is dependent on something else, for instance, the earth is held in its orbit by the sun. The sun plays a very important role in the development of life on earth, you know, plants and so on and so forth. So in order to understand, we cannot really fully understand the earth unless we understand the sun and the earth's relationship to the sun. In just the same way, we cannot really understand who we are, what we are, etc., etc., unless we understand the divine, Aruparanjodhi, ultimate reality, on whom we are dependent every breath we take, every moment. So I think it's very, I think the notes are right on target here. And it's just my humble view is that, yes, this is this sounds like Vallala, you know. Not only self-inquiry, but also inquire into the nature of that on which the self is dependent. நமக்கு மேல் நம்மை அதிஷ்டிக்கின்ற தெய்வத்தினுடைய நிலை எப்படிப்பட்டது. So there are two sides of the same coin, and one side, of course, has priority, which is the inquiry into the nature of the divine. And as part of that inquiry, we read the Aruparinjodhi Agavo. It tells us what the nature of the divine is. நமக்கு மேல் நம்மை அதிஷ்டிக்கின்ற தெய்வத்தினுடைய நிலை எப்படிப்பட்டது. It's fully explained, comprehensively, integrally explained, in the Aruparinjodhi Agavo and also in the Vinnappangal. Then Vallalar says that this inquiry can be conducted by an individual, himself or herself alone, or it can be conducted in association with others. So he allows for both possibilities, you know, both alternatives here. It's interesting, and but if you want to inquire with others, it says here, "Ungal arivirkum ozhukkathukkum ottavargaludan koodiyavadu." So I guess that would mean here in Sanmargam, those who at least respect the fundamental values and principles of Sanmargam. You know, if you go and try to carry on Satvicharam with somebody who has no interest in these things, or who might even be hostile or very skeptical about these things, they may mock at these things, then, of course, that's self-defeating, you know. So we don't want to do that. Vallalar also says, Velayudha Mudaliyarai Ketal Manushyadharath, or the notes say, Velayudha Mudaliyarai Ketal Manushyadharathil Podumana Varayil Soluvar. Very interesting. If Vallalar had said this, and I have a feeling he must have said this, Manushya Dharathil Podumana Varayil Soluvar, I mean, that means Vallalar has gone beyond this Manushya Dharam. And in fact, he says that later, according to the notes. You know, that's cosmic consciousness, to use a word that even Sri Aurobindo uses. But we can look into that later. But he says, so this reference to Velayudha Mudaliyarai Ketal Manushya Dharathil Podumana Varayil Soluvarna, there is a distinction between understanding this at a human level, as human beings, which is what we are now. But we have to keep in mind that there are higher levels of understanding. And as we evolve spiritually, those higher levels of understanding will become accessible to us. Just a point to keep in mind. Otherwise, we might end up thinking that the human level of understanding is the only level, you know. And we know from the Agavo that the human level is one of the very important levels, but it's not the only level. I mean, there are very many higher levels, including the levels of devas and so on and so forth. Okay. Then what is the point, what does this vicharam do actually? What is its nature? Let me talk about that a little bit before we consider what its effects might be, or effects are likely to be. Later, the notes actually come back again to this vicharam. And Vallalar talks about anda vicharam and pinda vicharam. And what is anda vicharam, as I explained in my blog post, it's the inquiry into the nature of the world around us, the universe. Let me find the part in the looking at the... Okay, that's towards the end. அந்த விசாரம் செய்வது எப்படி என்றால், அண்டத்தில் சூரியன், சந்திரன், நட்சத்திரங்கள் இவைகள் எப்படிப்பட்டன. This is in 1873. And let us take note of the fact that, you know, Vallalar didn't go to any college or university. He actually dropped out of school in his childhood. And we know from the Agaval and the Vinnapungal that everything that was worth learning was facilitated in his mind, with his understanding was facilitated by Aruppurunjodi, you know. And of course, you know, Vallalar certainly had contacts with Tamil scholars and others. But as far as this kind of scientific approach is concerned, I'm not sure how we can really explain it in terms of his contact with scholars. And the specific way in which he talks about Andavicharam is very remarkable. And in my view, there is no other explanation for this than that Vallalar has achieved very, you know, high level of understanding. As he puts it, you know, the Arivipo, the Andandangalikal Appal Kadandirikkirathu. Proof of that is that in 1873, he's talking about what we now call cosmology. In physics, you know, the origin of the universe, the structure of the stars, because Vallalar says, Andavicharam seivathu eppadi endral, andathil suryan, sandiran, natchathrangal ivaigal eppadi pattana. Investigating stellar nature, you know, nature of stars and all that, you know, Chandrasekhar, Subramaniam Chandrasekhar, you know, got the Nobel Prize for his work on stellar structure and so forth. All that came later in the early 20th century, but Vallalar in 1873 already has a conception of what this inquiry is, cosmological inquiry. But the most significant item here is the words as follows. After saying, Andathil Suryan Sandira Natchitrangal Ivaigal Yappadipattana, he goes on to say, Ivaigaludiya Suruba Rupa Subhavam Enna. So we have to, of course, read these things very carefully, you know, in order to understand what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, what we can say reasonably Vallalar might have said, or what we can say reasonably Vallalar couldn't have said, and so forth. Suruba Rupa Subhavam, I explain it in my blog post there. Sorubam is essential structure. So you take water, you know, its essential molecular structure is H2O. Two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. So we say that's the essential structure. And then essential structure of humans is the particular, you know, chromosomal structure and so forth, and then you can have the differences between male and female again in terms of chromosomal, you know, genetic structure. That is essential structure. It is the essential constitution of something. So that is Swarupam. Then he says Rupam. And Rupam, the way I have interpreted it in this blog post is form, and the beauty of form. So you look at a flower, you have it has a certain form with colors, but it's not just bland, it's also beautiful. So very interesting concept, Rupam, is you examine form and the beauty of form. And in fact, in 21st century biology, there is this new science, it's called Evo-Devo. That is E-V-O-D-E-V-O. Evo-Devo is all about forms, biological forms. Why does the giraffe have that kind of biological form? Why does the elephant have that kind of biological form? And others have looked at forms in crystals and snowflakes and so on and so forth. So the investigation of form is a very, very important and very developed and developing branch of science. But it's astonishing that in 1873, sitting in Metukupam, surrounded by people who may not even have understood his Tamil words, because, you know, Vallalar's level of Tamil was extraordinarily high, And he never cheapened things or dumbed things down for the masses, although he tried to be simple. But, you know, some things are in their very nature complex. So you have to use words that will be a little complex, as we know also from Aruparanjodhi Agarwal and also the Vinapangal. But very interesting that he is using the word rupam in 1873. When that, when the form and beauty of form is the main object of inquiry in this new branch of biology, and it's also there in other sciences, then he mentions subhavam. That I interpret that as inherent tendencies or dispositions. So it's the subhavam of Manidhan to think and speak. You know, it's the subhavam of a nai or dog to bark. It's the subhavam of a bird to fly and so forth. Inherent tendencies or dispositions. So, Vallarar mentions that this vicharam, under vicharam, it extends actually to all other forms of vicharam too, consists in asking questions about essential structure or surubam. Or what is the essential structure of water, you know? What exactly is heat? You know, we know it's molecular motion and so forth. What is the essential structure of a star? And so on. It would depend on the gases which constitute the star and so forth. But we also look at the external or outward form, but also the beauty of the form. We also want to know, not only we want to know why does something have a particular form like a giraffe, you know, or cheetah, with all the spots, or the tiger with the stripes, but why does it have that kind of beautiful form when it could have been plain and perhaps even ugly? You see? Very, very important question to investigate. And, of course, subhavam, inherent tendencies or dispositions. You know, how does water behave in this temperature or that temperature? You know, how does the solid form of water differ from the gaseous form of water and so on and so forth? You can go on and on. But this is essentially what Vallarar has given here. And I'm sure he must have said a lot of other things, and, you know, people who listened, whatever they could understand, maybe took some notes. But we still have to be extremely grateful for whoever it was that took these notes. Surubam, Rubam, and Subhavam. The inquiry into sarubam, rubam, and suavam is really the essence of science. And Vallarar said this in one sentence in 1873, sitting in Siddhi Vilagam in Metakuppam. It's amazing, astonishing, you know, incredible. You know, a little loss for words to describe how remarkable this is. And so this applies to the andam, the sun, the moon, and the stars, and so forth, but also to pindam, which is what he talks about next, pindavicharam. Pindam, and then if you look at the questions that he associates with pindavicharam, pindatil nam yar, idegatin kan puruam kaimulam ivaigalilum ivaipondra matra idangalilum romam undavanain, netri mudalana idangalil adi tondra adirukkadenna, கால் கைகளில் உள்ள விரல்களில் நகம் முளைத்தலும் அந்நகம் வளர்தலும் இவை போன்ற மற்ற தத்துவங்களினது ரூப சொரூப ரூப சுபாவங்களும் என்னவென்றும் பிண்ட விசாரம் செய்து கொண்டிருங்கள். ஸோ த சேம் திங் அப்ளை டு ஃபண்டமெண்டலி த ஹியூமன் பாடி, யூ நோ தட்ஸ் வாட் தீஸ் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் சஜஸ்ட், ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் ஹியூமன் அனாட்டமி, ஹியூமன் ஃபிசியாலஜி. Of course, we exist in this world because we have a body, you know, and that body has an essential structure, genetics, but it also has form and beauty of form. Why does it have that form? And then subhavam, what are the inherent tendencies and dispositions? So it's essentially biology with the emphasis on human anatomy and physiology, which is what he's talking about here. Very remarkable, because these are the two fields in which so many advances have taken place. Physics or cosmology and biology, which of course, you know, is the basis for medicine and so forth. So very, very remarkable. And the lesson I take from this is continue with increasing our knowledge of science, understanding of science. That's what Vallalar is saying here, you know. Now, there is something else that the notes say which raises a question. For instance, later on, he makes a distinction between Igaloga Vicharam and Paraloga Vicharam. And then he says that Vicharam is really Paraloga Vicharam or Paravicharam. Let me put it this way. Yeah, Igam and Param. And he says the Vicharam, the real Vicharam is the Paravicharam. And if we ask what is this Paravicharam, this is about, it's the second question. As we know from the beginning, you know, going back to the beginning, Namakku mel nammai adishtikindra devathinudaya nilai eppadippattadu. That is really the essence of Paravicharam. But then the question is, if he said that Igaloga Vicharam is not really Vicharam, so the passage goes, Avicharam Param Aparam Enri Irandu Vagaya Irukkindrathu, Ivatril Param Paraloga Vicharam, Aparam Igaloga Vicharam, if Irandil Igaloga Vicharam Vicharam Illa Malla. Well, I think there's some confusion here in the note taker's mind. Because Vallalar has said also that Andavicharam and Pindavicharam are essential. Now, somebody could say, well, Andavicharam and Pindavicharam is Igaloga Vicharam. When you ask about Suryan, Chandiran, and Nakshatiram, and you're asking why the parts of the body, why the body has the features it has, right? Like, why don't we have hair on our forehead? This has to do really with genetics, you know. And again, it's very astonishing. Vallalar is raising questions that are actually answered at the genetic level because it's a genetic program that determines the features of the body. You know, why we have the eyes in certain places and nose in a particular place and ears in other places. It's all determined by the genetic program. So that's what Vallalar is pointing towards. If you ask these questions, why the nails grow and all that, you are going to ultimately go back to genetics because that's where the answers are to be found. What is this? Isn't this Igaloga Vicharam? So, on the one hand, Andavicharam and Pindavicharam are recommended and really strongly emphasized, but those are actually forms of Igaloga Vicharam. On the other hand, the notes say that Vallalar said Igaloga Vicharam Vicharam illa, Vicharam alla. These two don't go together. I hope everyone sees the contradiction here. So the way out of this contradiction is by Igaloga Vicharam. The way out of the contradiction is to say Vallalar couldn't have said that Igaloga Vicharam is not really Vicharam. But perhaps he said Vicharam includes Igaloga Vicharam of this particular sort. You see, we have to understand Igaloga Vicharam as an inquiry into Sorubam, Rubam, and Subhavam. It's not trying to find out the family affairs of the family living at the end of the street, you know. So that kind of Igaloga Vicharam, you know, that's also a kind of lower level of Igaloga Vicharam, you know, gossip. Why they got divorced, that couple got divorced, or what happened with that person's sister and this and that, you know. Maybe, well, that's how we have to take it. That's not the kind of Vicharam we are talking about. Vicharam is not analyzing all kinds of trivial worldly matters. Matters pertaining to Ponnasai, Mannasai, and Tennasai, or Anasai, as the case may be. That's not the kind of Vicharam Vallalar is talking about. So if we take Igaloga Vicharam as Vicharam into matters that are governed by Mannasai, Ponnasai, and Tennasai, or Anasai, then yes, that is not going to help us. But if you take Igaloga Vicharam in a broad sense, or in a deeper sense, as inquiry into the nature of the world, you know, Andangal, the nature of the Andam, and then the nature of the Pindam, which is physics, cosmology, and then biology, then Igaloga Vicharam is part of it, this Vicharam in Sutta Sanmarga. I hope I've made myself clear. So it all depends on how we understand Igaloga Vicharam. So otherwise, you know, we'll get confused. You know, on the one hand, he seems to be saying Igaloga Vicharam is not Vicharam. And then he's saying do Anda Vicharam and Pinda Vicharam, which are Igaloga Vicharams, you know. So we have to understand what he is dismissing as Igaloga Vicharam is Vicharam into worldly matters. Matters as to how to gain more money or more land or how to have this enjoyment and that enjoyment. That is not the kind of Vicharam we are going to focus on in Sutta Sanmargam. The Vicharam we are going to focus on is, of course, who are we, what is our nature. Part of that is actually Pinda Vicharam. And then Vicharam into the nature of God or Divine Reality, Arupurunjodi, that is also an essential part of Vicharam. And Vallada does point out that this Vicharam removes suffering. You know, that is an important benefit of it. But it also removes ignorance. And of course, they are related. You know, it removes ignorance and thereby it removes suffering. You know, Vicharam, it removes saram or suffering or dukkham, as he says. Any questions at this stage on Vallalar's concept of Vicharam?
No, Doctor. I think
okay. Yeah, and it's also important to note that he says that if you continue, you know, he's very emphatic that this Vicharam has to be done consistently. Idai vudadu nam Vichara vasattarai irukka vendiyadu. It has to be intensive and it has to be consistent. It's not just like some kind of hobby, you know. And he says that if you do this Vicharam, it will generate some kind of spiritual psychic heat, you know, which will help in spiritual development. You know, that's really the essential point when he talks about Ushnam and so forth. Other kinds of things there which don't make sense. You know, yogigal vanam malai murai mudalevattukku poi nooru aayiram mudaliya varsha kaalam, you know, aayiram varsham and so on and so forth. Highly implausible. Yes, the Vicharam has that benefit of removing the ignorance, and that point is also put in terms of how the tirais will be removed. The screens obstructing our knowledge will be removed if we continue with this intensive Vicharam. Now, there is some confusion about the tirais, and I mentioned this to Prasanna and also on my blog post. The notes talk about how the first screen is green. But just look at the Arupurunjodi Agaval. And in fact, there is a mention in the notes themselves mention that more information on these screens can be found in the Agaval. You know, if you look at the Agaval, you can learn more about these screens. Yes, it says, Ittiraigalin vivarathai Arupurunjodi Agavalil kandu unarga. So that's very interesting that Vallalar refers to other works of his in this talk, you know. So the first screen is, as you know, from the Agaval verse, Karivan Mamai Karumbarun Thirayal Arisadu Marikum Arupar Jodi. It's the black screen of infinite matter, you know. And in fact, now in physics, they say that most of the matter in the universe, we don't know what it is or where it is. And that's why it's called dark matter. It's very interesting. They use the word dark matter. That is actually the stuff of most of the universe. And I think there is some kind of association between Karevan Mamaye Karumbarundirayal Arisadumarekum Arupun Jodi and this dark matter, which is essentially what the universe is made of, but they have no clue as to what it is. You know, I guess that's why they called it dark matter. There are some theories and hypotheses about what it is and so forth, but I think it may well be the screen that is hiding the Arasu of Arupparanjodhi. So it's the black screen that's the first one, and the notes become really confused about the screens, which again, you know, is the fault of whoever who was taking the notes, or he may have only recollected it later and written it down. But in any case, you know, he still did us a great favor by, you know, by recording this, these observations of Vallalar as he was able to recollect them. Okay, so on that point of Vicharam, again, is a central point in the last talk of Vallalar. Yes, I mean, that is also the spirit of Vallalar's approach and the spirit of Sudarsan Margam. It's Visaram, you know, we're not, you know, going to be running around proclaiming dogmas, you know, and closing our eyes to science and all that. That is not part of the spirit of Sudarsan Margam. The contrast is with all these religious fundamentalists, you know, whether in India or Islam, Muslim world, or Christian fundamentalists and so forth, they don't have any respect for science. They're very anti-scientific. They think that everything is all said in the Bible or the Quran or the Vedas or whatever it is, and close their eyes to all the wonders that are revealed by scientific inquiry. That is not the approach we take in Sudarsan Margam, which is essentially, you know, I mean, Sudarsan Margam, it's not a religion. Sudarsan Margam is not a samayam. It's not a madam. Sudarsan Margam is essentially a system of values and a way of living, and of course a certain outlook, which is based on the Jiva Karnya Vrukkam and Arupparanjodhi Agavam, you know. So we have to be very careful not to turn Sudarsan Margam into a samayam or madam, or give the impression that it's a samayam or madam, you know. Because when we do that, we open ourselves to the objection that if you say that these other samayams and madams are false, what makes your samayam or madam true, you know, which is a good question that's going to be raised. But it's not the samayam or madam. It's neri, you know, and the Tamil word neri, of course, is a wonderful word. And it's a urukkam. Again, a very wonderful word because there are so many nuances, you know. There is ethics, there is discipline, there is conduct. There's so many shapes of meaning to the words neri and peruneri, sanmarga peruneri, and also urukkam, you know. Oh, anyway, that's something to be addressed at some point later on. Moving on, if you don't have any questions at this stage, the next thing I want to focus on is the criticism of the rejection, actually, of the Samayam and Madam, which I'm pretty sure came from Vallalar. There is, in fact, a reference to Peruvinappam. And it fits in very well with Vallalar's remarks in the Peruvinappam. So where do we start? Okay, we start the paragraph that starts with Nam Namum Munpartum Ketum Lachyam Vaitukondirunda Vedam Agamam Puranam Idigasam Mudaliya Kalaigal Edanilum Lachyam Vaikka Vendam. These are going to be very shocking to many people, you know, particularly in India or even any other place too, because it's not just Saivam, Vainamam, Bautam and Samanam, which is Buddhism and Jainism, but I think it's Judaism, Christianity and Islam. All of them are rejected, you know. And the important question here is, why does Vallalar reject them? See, that's the central question. And there are a lot of answers in Jiva Karnya Vrukkam. implicitly suggested by Jivakar in your workam and also by the Agaval, but the Vinappam is very direct. The Vinappams are very direct, especially Paruvinappam. So let's look at the reasons. So the first, what is he talking about? He is talking about Vedas, Agamas, Puranam, Irigasam, etc. He refers to them as Kalaigal. So that's again a very important and complex term in Tamil. But essentially it involves a strong element of imagination and verbal construction, you know, play of language, like when you compose poetry and all that kind of stuff. So by using the word Kalai, what Valalar is saying is that these Vedas and Puranas and Agamas and so forth, and there are innumerable, extensive numbers of them, they are all just the play of imagination and play of words and play on the meanings of words. And I think he's correct. I mean, this is a research project in itself, and I hope to do it to some extent in my blog, pointing out essentially the basis and the justification for Valalar's criticisms. So the first thing we have to remember is they are Kalai. That means there's a strong element of imagination and verbal play, word play. You know, you take some word and you improvise on it, and then you can add other words with it and improvise and so forth. And he's saying that's what all of these things contain. And he's right, because a lot of the analysis of the Vedas, for example, gets into the root meaning of the words, you know. Philology, you know, what's the root meaning of this word, and if you split this word in this way, it means this, and if you split it in some other way, it means something else, and then hair-splitting distinctions. Valalar clearly points out, kalam illai, we don't have time for all these hair-splitting analysis. So anyway, let's look at the reasons as to why he thinks that we shouldn't have any lakshyam. That means we should not adopt their goals, whatever their goals are, we should not have any commitment to them. Have some curiosity and study it perhaps, and even that you have to wonder if the time is worth it. But certainly, Valalar is rejecting the adoption of any of their goals or ideals. Yadanilum lakshyam vaika venda. See, when you have a lakshyam means then you have the ideal or the goal or the purpose. So he's saying don't consider any of their goals or ideals. Why? Enandral, avaigalil ondilavadu kuluvukkuri andri deivathai innabadi endrum deivathinudaiya unmai innadendrum konjamenum purangaviya sollamal mannai pottu maraithu vittargal. That's the first reason. So there are two important words here, puruvukkuri. And I find that the word kuruvukkuri means this, very interesting. I had to do some search to find it. I wasn't able to find it easily. Kuruvukkuri enbadu oru kurippitta thurayai serndavar alladhu oru kurippitta kuluvidar thangalukkul mattum porul vilangikollum padiyaga payanpaduthum sorkal agum. Let me repeat that again. Kuruvukkuri enbadu oru kurippitta thurayai serndavar, some group of people who believe in some doctrine or the other, alladhu oru kurippitta kuluvinar thangalukkul mattum porul vilangi kollumbadiyaga payanpaduthum sorkal agum. In other words, it's like a jargon. So, you know, in economics, there are all these technical terms or high-sounding, you know, big words and so forth. Some of them are essential and some of them are simply just big words for simple concepts. As many of us know, going through college courses, it's a lot of unnecessary big words. So it's jargon that is intelligible only to the members of a particular group. So what he is saying here, the first criticism is, in all these Vedas, Agamas, Puranas and all, so on, they're using a particular, what's called esoteric language, you know, language with words whose meanings the people outside the group cannot easily understand. See? So it's group-based technical jargon, technical vocabulary. Technical means it's not going to be immediately understandable to the common person. That's exactly right. That's why, you know, nobody can easily understand what these Vedas are saying unless it's some poems about, you know, we want to live for 100 years with cows and sons and so forth. There are a lot of poems like that. Or some poem praising fire or rain and so on. Other than that, there's a lot of stuff, both in the Vedas and the Upanishads, that exactly fit the bill that Vallalar is showing us here. That is, it's jargon. There is some kind of vocabulary that's being used, words are being used whose meanings are not clear. And you have to go into what the beliefs of the groups are and how they interpret the words and so on and so forth. So that's what Kuru Kuri means, is jargon. I would also say they're just using certain words by tradition. Traditionally, there are certain words that are used, and so they're also using it and repeating those words without really understanding whether they mean anything or what they mean. That's why the Charvakas, the materialist philosophers, criticized the Vedic priests. You know, let's not forget, they also invented all kinds of the caste system and all kinds of cruel rituals involving animal sacrifice and certain really obscene sexual rituals like the Ashwamedha Yaga, where the queen was supposed to have sex with the horse and all that kind of stuff. So let's not idealize these things too much. We have to, and it's also true of the Bible and the Quran. They all have all kinds of ugly passages and absurd statements. And Vallalar is pointing that out. But essentially, yes, there's a lot of jargon, there's a lot of words that are not clear in their meaning, and then we are supposed to be spending years and years of our valuable time splitting our hairs and heads and each other's heads trying to understand what the words mean. So, Kuruvukkandri Andri, Devathai Innabadi Endrum, Devathinudaiya Unmai Innadendrum, Konjamenum Purangaviyam. So, that word Purangaviyam means all sides. You see, so comprehensive, clear and comprehensive way. They have not explained it. So, again, this criticism needs to be developed, but I hope I've given you some idea of what this first criticism is. The second criticism is, he says, Purangaviya Solamal Manai Potu Maraitu Vittargal, yes, without giving a comprehensive, clear, comprehensive account, they have also obscured things, which follows from the first criticism. If you're using all these words whose meanings are not clear, then of course it's going to confuse people. Anumatiram menum terivikamal pinda lachanathai andathil kattinargal. That's the second criticism. And yeah, there's an example that's given. Kailasapadi endrum, Vaigundapadi endrum, Satyalogadipadi endrum, peritu, idam, vaganam, ayidam, vadivam, rubam, mudalevayum, oru manishyanukku amaippadu pol amaithu, unmayaga irupadaga solli irukkinrargal. Deivathukku kai, kal, mudaliyana irukkuma endru கேட்பவர்க்கு பதில் சொல்ல தெரியாது விழுக்கின்றார்கள். Again, 1873, this is actually the criticism made by a lot of 20th century, you know, Pagutarivalar and rationalists and atheists and so forth. But Vallalar has already given a really clear formulation of this criticism. They call it in philosophy, in the English language, anthropomorphism, that is projecting human-like characteristics on things that are not human. So, you know, you project human-like characteristics on animals and you say the dog has a lot of possum for me, or the dog, I was jealous and so forth and so on, you know. And it extends beyond animals to nature, you know. We even say, oh, இயற்கை இப்போ வந்து கோபமாக இருக்கின்றது, பூமாதா or earth mother is angry and all that kind of stuff. So that's anthropomorphism, projecting human characteristics onto non-human realities when there is not any evidence to believe that those non-human realities have these human characteristics, you know. We can see how it's unreasonable when it comes to animal behavior. I mean, I'm not saying all animal behavior is like that. Certainly, some animal behavior does resemble human behavior. I'm not disputing that. And animals do have emotions and all that. Animal psychologists have shown that. But there are many animal behaviors that you can't simply understand in human terms. If that's true of animals, and it's also true certainly of natural phenomena, you know, earthquakes and storms and so forth, they don't have any anger or anything like that. You know, they're not targeting you specifically, you know. So it becomes really unreasonable to attribute human characteristics to natural phenomena. Then how much more must it be the case when you're speaking of the divine reality? Yes, that's an excellent question. Devathukku kaigal mudaliyana irukkuma? Because kaigal is all body. It's a finite body that is subject to growth and decay. And how can devam, considered as the ultimate reality, have hands and legs? You know, I mean, even a child can ask that question. But unfortunately, in these religions, it's taken for granted. And again, you know, this is why in the Satya Jnana Sabai, you do not find anything with Kai Kaal and so forth. Is there any representation with Kai and Kaal in the Satya Jnana Sabai, either inside or outside? No, there's nothing. Is there any such representation in the Satya Dharma Sali? No. And of course, the Siddhivalagam doesn't have anything. He didn't have a Sivalingam there or a Vinayagara and so forth. So these are all additions. These other people have done all these things as a matter, of course, of blindly following customs and, of course, sentimental attachment to customs and traditions. But we have to be honest. We have to be true to what Vallalar has said, you know. We cannot distort it. You know, if you say, if someone can say they don't want to follow it, they don't understand it, that's fine, but we should not distort it. There is no question of kaigal and all that in devam in Sutta Sanmargam. And even the devargal, you know, aivaradigal and so forth, that perform the functions of paraital, kaatal, aital, and maraital, and then revelation, telivital. They don't have a hand and a leg and all that kind of stuff. So let me just, in this context, very quickly mention, there was an atheist philosopher, a very prominent English philosopher, Alfred Ayer. He was a prominent atheist philosopher. And then he was hospitalized. And he had a near-death experience. They gave him some fish or something to eat, and it went the wrong way, and he choked, and he had cardiac arrest. And I think I mentioned it in one of my earlier blog posts, in my blog on Samarasa Sutta Sanmarga. So he choked, and he went into cardiac arrest. And according to the doctors, he basically died for a few minutes because the heart stopped. But then he had this very vivid experience. He says the first thing he saw was a red light. And he felt intuitively that that red light was responsible for managing the universe. This is no surprise for those who are acquainted with the Agaval, you know. காக்கும் தலைவர்கள் பற்பல கோடியை ஆக்குற காக்கு மறுப்புறஞ்சோதி படைக்கும் தலைவர்கள் காக்கும் தலைவர்கள் யூனோ ஐத்தல் செய் தலைவர் தலைவர்கள் அண்ட் தேர் அண்டங்கள் அண்ட் சோ ஃபோர்த் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் சர்ப்ரைசிங் அட் ஆல் அண்ட் இட்ஸ் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் தட் வாட் எவர் திஸ் பீயிங் வாஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ரெட் லைட் then he saw two other beings, and then this red light was communicating with those two other beings, asking them to fix space. You know, something, there was some problem in space, and the red light was ordering them to go and do their job, you see. Now, it doesn't come as any surprise to us because we know Sati Sattargal, Velinil Sattargal, Viyapuru Sattigal, and so forth. It's not surprising to those acquainted with the great revelations of the Aruparinjodhi Agaval. But he was taken by surprise because he was an atheist. He didn't believe in even any kind of survival of consciousness after death. So, and in fact, he wrote an account of it, and then he said it had reduced his disbelief somewhat, and then that he was open now to some extent to consideration of the possibility that consciousness survives the death of the brain. But why I'm giving that really remarkable experience is there is no kai or call. So he did see some being, and he did see that he did understand immediately in his mind that this was managing space. You see, it was managing certain aspects of the universe, but there was no head or, you know, mukh and misa and so forth. So we have some indication from these kinds of experiences that there is really no basis for projecting human characteristics. And the whole of Saivam and Vaishnavism and what you call traditional Hindu religion is all about that, you know, Pattikai, Pattikal, and this and that, and holding weapons, and also very peculiar what's called colorism or racism there, color-based prejudice. You know, they're all portrayed as white. Very strange. And that's why, you know, I tried to find Vallalar was not white. You know, he's brown complexioned, according to Velayuda Mudaliar. And I think the best that I could come with, I have it in my blog, the Vallalar's picture, I think it comes from Tulsiram reconstruction. The Tulsiram who lived in Aurobindo Ashram and wrote some good works on in English, although I think he mixed up a great deal of Sri Aurobindo's philosophy with Vallalar's account, and I think that was that's only produced more confusion. And Vallalar's account stands on its own. It doesn't need support by mixing up with any other thing, any other philosophy. So in any case, that's also another peculiar feature of showing the Pindalakshanam in Andam, you know. You know, people prefer fair complexion or whatever, and then they are portraying all these gods as having fair complexion. That's very strange. Any case, that's a very severe criticism, and it removes in one stroke belief that these gods and other beings exist with hands and legs and so forth. It's all gone. There is no beings like Vishnu holding some chakram and Shiva holding some trident and all that. All these are imaginations. Karpani Kalayam. And then he points out there's a lot of people just simply repeated these things without thinking about them. Idu unmayagave irupadagave unmayaga irupadagave munnum pinnum ulla periyavargal endru peyarittu kondirndavargalum unmaiye ariyadu appadiye kannai moodi kondu ulari irukkindrargal. Yeah, they just simply repeated these things, whatever they learned from others and their teachers, repeated what they learned from their teachers and so forth, and nobody really bothered to ask this question, devathukku kai kaal mudiyana irukkuma, you know, which you think even a child would be able to ask. Okay, and that's not again rejecting the reality of Devam. It's rejecting this particular childish conception of Devam. Then he goes on to say, so the third criticism is they're just simply repeating what has been passed down to them by tradition without really thinking critically or without examining them carefully. Then he goes on to, you know, give another reason. There are other things that go off on a tangent, and this is, again, the note-taker's faults. But he does mention the Peruvinappam as well as a line from one of the poems, Iyal Vedagamangal Puranangal Irigasam Ivai Mudala Indira Salangal Araya Uraippar. Then he says, செயல் அனைத்தும் அருளொளியால் காண்க. You know, so don't get confused by these Puranangal and Itihasas. You know, some of them really read like a pornography, actually. You know, you read some of those stories, you know, to be somewhat blunt. Why waste time with all this stuff? You know, Seyal anaitum arulolial kanga. You know, one lifetime is not enough, actually, to explore the richness of the Jiva Karanya Vurutam and the Vinnappangal and the Aruparinjodhi Agaval, and, you know, whatever is compatible with that. And there is really no need to waste time and get confused by the Vedas and Agamas and Puranas and Itihasas and all that. Okay. Then he makes a point. Let's look at some other reasons, and then I'll come back to one really interesting point about grammar. But let's move on, and then remind me of time constraints. The fifth reason is given in a few paragraphs later on, where he says, "Idupol saivam vainavam mudaliya samayangalilum." Is everybody with me?
Yes, Dr. We are.
Okay. இதுபோல் சைவம் வைணவம் முதலிய சமயங்களிலும் வேதாந்தம் சித்தாந்தம் முதலிய மதங்களிலும் லட்சியம் வைக்க வேண்டாம். That's the key word, லட்சியம். You know, don't make any commitments to them. Don't pursue all the different goals and purposes that they advocate. And then he repeats, and it's repeated, தெய்வத்தை பற்றி குழு குறியாக குறித்திருக்கின்றதை அன்றி புறங்கவிய சொல்லவில்லை. Then he says, அவ்வாறு பயிலுவோமானால் நமக்கு காலம் இல்லை. Yes, when you actually look at all the different disciplines that are advocated, there is really no time for doing all of that stuff. You know, all these rituals, you know, rituals, some rituals in the morning and some other ritual in the afternoon and some other ritual in the evening. And this and that and so on, pilgrimage, this, that and the other, there is really no time. Our life is short, our energies are limited, so we really have to focus on what is essential and what is most important and what is most beneficial. And all of those are contained in Samarasa Sutta Sanmargam, and a case can be made for that. That's a separate matter. Then he says, ஏனெனில் அவைகளிலும் அச்சமய மதங்களிலும் அற்ப பிரயோஜனம் பெற்றுக்கொள்ளக்கூடுமே அல்லது ஒப்பற்ற பெரிய வாழ்வாகிய இயற்கை உண்மை என்னும் ஆன்மானுபவத்தை பெற்றுக்கொள்ளுகின்றதற்கு முடியாது. ஏனெனில் நமக்கு காலம் இல்லை. ஸோ தட்ஸ் அனதர் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ரீசன் தட் வள்ளலார் கிவ்ஸ். Whatever it is that they are offering, in the scale, a true scale of value, they are all lower achievements, arpa prayojanam. The benefits are all on a lower level, lower scale. And the great benefit that he has in mind, of course, it's there in the Jiva Karnya Urkam, Perunba Labam. You know, what is that? It's also there in the Vinnappangal and Aruparinjodhi Agaval. Compared to that, whatever it is that all these Saivam, Vainamam, Vedantam, Siddhantam are advocating are all very lower level achievements. So that's what I'm getting out of this statement, Arpa Prayojanam. Then he goes on to give the final, I would say the sixth main reason, which is, Melum Ivaigalukkellam Sachi Nane Irukkindren. நான் முதலில் சைவ சமயத்தில் லட்சியம் வைத்துக் கொண்டிருந்தது இவ்வளவு என்று அளவு சொல்ல முடியாது. Now we should be careful how to understand this. He was never orthodox in any manner. He never followed any caste rules and all this kind of stuff and what's called acharam and all that. But he did admire the poetry of the Saiva saints. He did go to the temples and compose hymns. That's all he's talking about here. He's not talking about practice of the acharam and other rituals and all that kind of stuff in Saivam. And I also want to point out one important thing here, and we can take it up maybe later, which is that he does mention this in the Peruvinappam. Peruvinapam, he says, Valiva Parvan Tondri Apode, Saivam Vainamam Samanam Bautha Mudalaga, Palapayar Kundu, Palapada Virinda, Alaviranda Samayangalum. This is a very, very important point. What do you mean by Hinduism? Are you talking about Saivism? Are you talking about Vaishnavism? Or are you talking about Shaktiism? Right? You're talking about Vedanta, Siddhanta, this, that, and the other. And even if you take Saivism, there are so many different schools of Saivism. There is Veera Saivism, right? There is Kashmir Saivism. There is Saiva Siddhanta. There is Gorakhnath Saivism, and so on and so forth. And if you take Vaishnavism, there is Brahma Sampradaya, there is Radha Vallabha, Rudra Sampradaya, there is, Vadagalai, there is Tengalai, there is Swaminarayan, Krishna, there is Vishnu, this, that, and the other. There is so many different, Palabada Virinda, there's so many sects, S-E-C-T-S, so many sects and subgroups, groups and subgroups, that once you start examining them, it's like a maze. You're going to get lost. Which Saivism you're going to follow? Kashmir Saivism or Saiva Siddhanta? And then if somebody says, oh, well, follow the common things, then you have to search for the common things, and then you'll have differences. And then there's a debate about whether the differences are more important than the common things. And that's just two of them. Then you have the Kabaligas and so forth that go into the graveyard and use skulls and all that. And then you have the Tantrikas and so on and so forth. So where does it end? This is also true of Judaism. It has, again, Orthodox, unorthodox, and so many groups and divisions. We know in Christianity there is Catholicism, Protestant, there is Baptist, this, that, and the other. Buddhism also got divided into Mahayana and Hinayana, and Mahayana again got divided into Tibetan Buddhism, Chinese Buddhism, Japanese Zen Buddhism. The same thing for Jainism, Islam. You have Sunni and Shia and the Sufis. And the Sunni and Shia are cutting each other's throats now in the Middle East because of the invasion of Iraq, aggravated the problem. Before the invasion of U.S. invasion of Iraq, the Sunni Shia conflict was not there, and now it's really a major feature of the Middle East. So which are you going to follow? So he's right on target when he says palapeyar kondu palapada virinda alavirinda samayangalum, and then all the different things that they prescribe. You're just completely, you're going to be lost. And you're going to be confused. And that's a major criticism. But coming back to what he's saying here in the Vinappam, he's talking about his own example. And he's saying, Naan mudalil saiva samayathil lakshyam vaithu kondirundhu ivvalavu endru alavu solla mudiyadhu. Adhu pattanathu swamigalukkum velayudha mudaliyarukkum innum silarukkum theriyum. Andha lakshyam ippodhu eppadi poivittadhu paarthirgala. That means he no longer has all that attachment. Samayam kulamudal sarvallam uditta amayam thondriya arupurun jodi. As long as you are clinging to these traditions and their dogmas and their narrow conceptions of divine reality and all the divisions, social divisions that they create, which goes completely against Anmaneya Urumipadu, and that is why, Vallalar says at the end of the first Vinappam, very, very clearly and categorically, Prasanna has included that in the recitation. Idu thodangi ekkalathum sutta sanmargathin mukkiya thadayage samayangal madangal margangal enbavattin achara sangarpa vigarpangalum varunam asiramam mudaliya sulagachara sangarpa vigarpangalum engal manadur patravanam arul seidal vendum. Why? Because Sudarshan Margathin Mukya Lakshyamagiya Anmaneya Urumipatturumai Engalukkul Ekkalathum Evvidathum Evvidathum Evvalavum Vilagamal Nirainthu Vilanga Seivitharul Vendum. This is also emphasized in this Perubadesam. Dayavu, he says, to get the Dayavu, you must have Urumai. And he says, anyway, we'll come to that. He says, what lifted him is Dayavu. So he had all this, he was interested in these things, and he has given up all that. அப்படி லட்சியம் வைத்ததற்கு சாட்சி வேறே வேண்டியதில்லை. நான் பாடியிருக்கின்ற திருவருப்பாவில் அடங்கியிருக்கின்ற ஸ்தோத்திரங்களே போதும். பட் ஈவன் தேர், யூ நோ, இஃப் யூ லுக் அட் தோஸ் போயம்ஸ், அண்ட் ஐ கோட்டட் இன் மை பிளாக் த லெட்டர் தட் ஹி ரோட் வேர் ஹி டாக்ட் அபவுட் இருக்கும் ரத்ன முதலியார், ஹி வாஸ் கிவிங் தி சிவ மந்திர, திஸ் வாஸ் இன் இஸ் ஏர்லி ஸ்டேஜஸ். பட் தேர் அகேன் யூ ஹேவ் டு லுக் அட் வாட் இஸ் ஹிஸ் கன்செப்ஷன் ஆஃப் சிவம், யூ நோ. It is not about lingam and this and that. It's really about, as he says here in one of the in the letters, nityamagiyum endrum oru thanmayulladagiyum sachidananda vadivamagiyum aganda paripurna vastuvagiyum mulangiya sivame namakku poru. So that is same thing that he attributes to Aruparinjodhi. That is Satchidananda, or Absolute Being, Consciousness, Bliss, All-Pervasive, Engum Nirendulla, Andavar, Whole or Indivisible, and the only real or true substance, Yerke Unmai, you see. So even when he talked about Sivam, the fundamental conception did not change. It's the same conception of divine reality that you find in Aruparinjodhi Agavar. But he says, yeah, if you look at the songs, you can understand that I was interested in the Saiva tradition. But naan avvalavu migunda avittam enakku appodu irundhadendral appodu enakku avvalavu konjam arpa arivaga irundhadu. Well, I would say again, the Vinnappams make it clear that he was never a practitioner of all the rituals and the caste codes and all that stuff. But he did visit the temples and all that. But even that, he is saying, was because he had not evolved spiritually, you know. So that's again an interesting point. இப்போது ஆண்டவர் என்னை ஏறாத நிலை மேல் ஏற்றி இருக்கின்றார், எல்லாவற்றையும் விட்டுவிட்டதினால் வந்த லாபம் இது. So that is the same thing. சமயம் குலம் முதல் சார்பெல்லாம் விடுத்த அமயம் தோன்றிய அருப்பெருஞ்சோதி. So what do we have when we leave this samayam kula sarvala mudita? You become free, you know. You become free, and it doesn't mean you have to be picking quarrels with other people who may be still attached to them. But you become independent, you become free, your mind is free to explore and develop and progress and broaden its horizons. And you are open to new things. See, you're not blocking your mind with all these superstitions and dogmas. That's the foremost benefit of leaving. And again, you become capable of realizing what I think is said in one of the Tamil works of poetry. Yadum ure yavarum kelir. You see, yadum ure yavarum kelir. You cannot have that spirit, you know, cosmopolitan spirit. If you have all these attachments to samayam kulam and so on and so forth. So it also makes you open to being a citizen of the world. That is part of this Anmaniya Urmai Padu, you know. Being a citizen of the world is being able to relate in an open way. Doesn't mean stupidity, but in an open way, broad-minded way, with all kinds of people in the world. And not just people, as we know, also towards trees and plants and animals. So truly a citizen of the world will be capable of proper relations with the rest of humanity and the rest of living beings. That is the great benefit that comes out of giving up all this attachment to narrow circles of caste and clan and community and religion and all that. But it's a very advanced level, you know. It's easy to talk about it. And in 21st century, we can perhaps understand it and be a little sympathetic towards it, but doesn't mean it's easy to practice it, you know. So ellavatriyum vittu ellavatriyum vittu vittu vidanal vanga laabam idu adalal neengalum vittu vittirgalanal ennai pol periya laabathai peruvirgal. Then he anticipates an objection. that he attained this high state because of his past sympathy to Saivism. நான் அப்படி அந்த சமயத்தில் வைத்திருந்த லட்சியமே என்னை இந்த நிலையில் தூக்கி விட்டது என்றாலோ, this is vallala, because as you know from the Jivakaranya Olukkam, he anticipates questions and objections and replies. அந்த லட்சியம் தூக்கி விடவில்லை. These are really key sentences here in these notes and the talk. என்னை இந்த இடத்திற்கு தூக்கி விட்டது யாதெனில், அக்காலத்தினிலே எனக்கு தெரிவிக்க வேண்டியதை தெரிவித்தார் என்று வாசக பெருவிண்ணப்பம், that's பெருவிண்ணப்பம். But also he quotes these verses, கருணையும் சிவமே பொருளென காணும் காட்சியும் பெருக மற்றெல்லாம் மருள் நெறி என நீ எனக்கு அறிவித்த வண்ணமே பெற்றிருக்கின்றேன். So that's the gist of it. கருணையும் சிவமே பொருள், சிவம் is the only பொருள், and சிவம் again is absolute reality. We're not talking about sadai and snakes and all that kind of stuff or Sivalingam. We're talking about Paramporul, Sivam, the true meaning of Sivam. And Karunayum Sivame Porul in a Kanam Kachi. And Kanavendum in Ralakshyam. That's all that matters. And then he goes on to say, Yenna Yera Nilamisa Yetri Vittadi Yadenil Dayavu. Dayavu Ennum Karunaydan Yenna Tuki Vittam. This is Vallalar, absolutely no doubt. And then he says, and the dayavu, and I can end on this, although there are many other aspects which we can explore on another occasion, depending on Vallalar's grace. And the dayavukku urumai varavendum. And the urumai irundhal dhan dayavu varum. So this is, and then he says, dayavu vandhal dhan periya nilaiyil mel eralam, ippodhu ennudaiya arivu andaandangalukkum appalum kadandirukkindrathu. See, that's why he says, if you ask Velayudha Mudaliyar, then he can explain it in Manushya Dharam. So only a person who has gone way past that Manushya Dharam is qualified to say that, you see. And we know Vallalar was never pretentious. So if he had said, Velayudha Mudaliyar, I can't talk Manushya Dharam till he can explain, that means he has gone beyond the Manushya Dharam. And the proof of it is, Ippodhu Ennudaiya Arivu Andaandangalukkum Appalum Kadandirukkindrathu. So, you know, we are fortunate that 145 years later, we have still the opportunity by divine grace, the notes were preserved, and we have some opportunity to have some understanding in the Manushya Dharam of what this all means. So it's compassion, dayavu. And then he says, the dayavu ki orumai varavendum. So that's really the gist of Sanmarga Olukkam, you know. What is this orumai? And you can see this orumai is explained in the Jiva Olukkam and Anma Olukkam. So as you know, Jiva Olukkam, again, remember, it's 1873. Years, decades and decades before feminism and the women's movement and all that. Jiva, and you know, the Olukkam, the original description of the Olukkams, apparently, Vallalar had it written and posted or pasted on the walls of the Dharmasali. And I saw that too, the print of it, when I was there in Dharmasali. And it says, Jeeva Olukkamavathu Aanmakkal Penmakkal Mudheliya Yavargaladathilum Jadi Samayam Madam Aashramam Sutiram Gothiram Kulam Sastra Sambandham Desamargam உயர்ந்தோர் தாழ்ந்தோர் என்னும் பேதம் நீங்கி எல்லவரும் தமவர்களாய் சமத்தர் கொள்ளுவது. It's a kind of radical attitude of equality. 1873, you know. Again, you can only wonder at the level of understanding he had. And as he says, yes, it is dayavu that lifted him to that. And to have that dayavu, you must have that orumai. And by orumai, we're talking about anmaneya orumai paadu. And the Anmaneya Orumai Paadu, I've tried to address it in some, you know, small posts in the blog. You have to remove everything that kind of divides people, you know. This doesn't mean you don't notice the differences. Yeah, of course, somebody is good and somebody is bad and somebody is cruel and somebody is compassionate. That's common sense. But you don't create a fundamental division on this basis. So if somebody has committed cruelty, some crime, they need to be punished. But the punishment has to be proportionate, and the punishment has to be governed ultimately by compassion. You don't want to torture the person because no good can come out of that. Ultimately, you want to get the person to see that they did something bad and change their nature, right? That should be the goal of punishment. So it's actually about rehabilitation. But it may require that the person be removed from society and be put in certain special settings and be given certain kinds of education and advice and so forth repeatedly. To get them to see that they did something bad and change themselves. Certainly that's the best approach to take. So you see the differences, but the differences should not cloud your mind and prevent it from understanding the underlying anmane urume paturume. Everybody is a jivan. That is a soul that has come into a body. Karana Pairburu Karana Parsigal Parpala Weir Tiral Wandrana Arindam Isuame, you know. So that is straight from Arut Puranjodi, you know. It's not any human being. These bodies are different, but the life is the same. The community of life is one community. Wandre Virkulam. It's a very advanced level of understanding, and you know, let's keep that as an idea. You know, not trying to get into Vaigundam or Kailasam and this, that, and the other. It's all become kind of meaningless. Let's keep this ideal, Anmaneya Urmi Padu, because Vallalar has said in his own words, the Dayavu lifted him up, and for that Dayavu, we need this Anmaneya Urmi Padu. We need to keep cultivating it. Now, I've explained it in some posts, and perhaps this can be taken up in a future session, but Anmaneya Urmi Padu certainly has a lot of dimensions to it, and there are a lot of questions and challenges raised, you know. How do you deal with people that may be racist and so forth? We still have to, you know, we don't want to descend to that level. It's very tempting, of course, when a racist attacks you or whatever, it's tempting to retaliate in the same way, but that's what we have to prevent. We have to fight against it, but we should not descend to that level of ignorance, you know. So if somebody is making some comment. Yes, okay.
Sorry to interrupt. I think we're hearing a lot of static from your phone.
Oh, okay.
It just started like 30 seconds back.
Yes, okay, sorry. What I was saying was, and I'm ending on this note, that the Anmaneya Urmai Padu is a very you know, central value in Sutasan Margam, and it has many dimensions, and we can take it up in a future future discussion. But it's very clear in the last talk that Vallalar says that that is the key. If you cultivate Anmaneya Urmai Padu, you will develop compassion, and that will take you. You see, that will take you to the highest levels. Some people I've noticed on the online somewhere, someone has asked, oh, what is exactly Vallalar's sadhanam, and, you know, why are you all talking about Jiva Karnyam? You know, that's all, you know, doesn't know what he's saying. That is a kind of process of transformation, you know, moral and spiritual transformation. It's not standing on your head and running around some hill and all that kind of stuff. It's learning how to deal with the beings in this world, that is, other human beings. What is the proper approach, you know? And the proper approach, according to Sutasan Margam, is something that is based on compassion and that has its roots in Anmaneya Urmai Padu. But that is one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is Sivame Purul Ennum Kanum Ennum Karuttu. You know, or Aruparanjodiye Purul Ennum Karuttu. That is, the divine is the only true reality, you see. So, the whole of the Sanmarga Vurukkam and the Perunari can be resolved into these two elements. One is the compassion based on Urumai, and the other is consideration, contemplation of Aruparanjodi as the true reality. So that's the Sanmarga Sadhanam, and I think that's what comes out of this last great talk by Vallalar in a very powerful way. So Aruparanjodi, Aruparanjodi, Taniparangarani, Aruparanjodi. Thank you so much. I'm sorry if I exceeded my allotted time.
No, Doctor. we have more time. Doctor, do you have some more time for a question and answer session?
Of course. I have to go. I have to be somewhere later, but certainly, yes, I look forward to the questions because, you know, as we know, that's part of the Vallalar's method of teaching, questions, you know. Let's call it Vallalar's method of education, question and answer. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Let me read the disclaimer before proceeding to the question and answer. Disclaimer. Vallalar Universal Mission is headed by Thiru Aruprakasa Vallalar, and the organization is open to one and all. There is no discrimination due to caste, religion, philosophy, race, color, language, age, sex, or any other difference. This organization will follow the principles of Vallalar and considers them as fundamental and the greatest of all. Thus, it can be considered as Samarasa Suddha Sanmarga Satya Sangam. We request all our guest speakers to stick to the principles of Vallalar in their speeches. One must be aware that the opinion of the speaker is not necessarily the opinion of Vallalar Universal Mission. All the speakers are free to deliver their messages and opinions. Also, the listeners and participants are free to support or not the speaker's opinion. However, everyone must refrain themselves from hurtful words and show love and respect to each other during the discussions. This message is read on behalf of Vallalar Universal Mission USA. Doctor, to start with, let me ask you this question. So, you mentioned, you know, as per Erubadesam, that Vallalar reached higher levels only because of Daivas. But in the same Erubadesam, there is something that Vallalar mentions. Let me read that.
Yes.
இப்படி தவம் செய்த உஷ்ணத்தை உண்டு பண்ணி கொள்கிறதை பார்க்கிலும் தெய்வத்தை ஸ்தோத்திரம் செய்கின்றதினாலும் நினைக்கின்றதினாலும் அதைவிட கோடி பங்கு 10 கோடி பங்கு அதிகமாக உஷ்ணம் உண்டு பண்ணி கொள்ளலாம். So is that kind of contradicting, right? So here he is like maybe like reciting or maybe like, you know, more devotion towards God or the Almighty, whatever he, you know, we think about, does that actually take, you know, take to the next levels? Is that not kind of contradicting, Doctor, here, or can you differentiate between these two?
Well, actually, look at the paragraphs from which you drew those remarks. You know, he talks about ushnam. Yes, the ushnam is supposed to be generated by the inquiry, like vicharam. And then if we understand really what that vicharam involves, it certainly involves inquiring into the nature of divine reality, you know, the nature of Arupparinjodhi. Naam namudaya daiva adishtikindra daivathin nilai eppadi pattadhu. And when you inquire, when your vicharam takes that, when it takes that form, then he says that, and I suppose this means you're sitting, meditating about it or studying something and so forth, related to it, then he says a certain kind of heat will be generated, yogic heat, spiritual heat, whatever you want to call it. And that's an interesting point, but I don't think the notes are very clear about how Vallalar might have clarified it. You know, the notes get a little garbled or mixed up, and I pointed this out. The notes are not always clear. And that's why we need the background knowledge to see where it's clear and where it's not. So he goes on to say, in the vicharam panninal namada aanmave theriyottamal mudi irukkindra thiriyagiya ragadigalai says pachai thirai, but that's a mistake of the note taker. But it says ragadigalai vichara adiyushna taval talalad matra ushnangalal neeka mudiyadu. That's the key sentence or key point. Ragadigalai. What are these ragadigalai? These are, and elsewhere he speaks about nirasai. You see, vicharam will produce nirasai, that is non-attachment. So we have to connect these different dots. So here he is saying ragadigalai vichara adiushnathal aladhu matra ushnathal neeka mudiyadhu. This point is that we have all these attachments, you know, desires and so forth. Vicharam is the way to dissolve these attachments. when you inquire into what is our nature, you know, what is the nature of this body, what is the nature of this mind, what are these thoughts, what are these feelings, you try to get more self-understanding. And you also try to get more understanding of the divine reality by contemplating, trying to understand Aruparinjyoti Agaval. Then slowly all of these ragadigal, that means attractions and repulsions, your desires and aversions, you know, you want this and you don't want that and so on and so forth, they will all be slowly dissolved by the heat generated by this inquiry, you know. We can take it more in a psychological sense. We don't have to take it literally, like, you know, the body is actually burning something out. Although you may have some experiences like that in meditation. You feel the heat, you know, especially in your spinal area. But these are, you know, yogic experiences. There's no need to make too much out of them. But your question is... Is there a contradiction when he says, Devatai Thothiram Segindradilam Ninaikindradilam Idaivada Kodi Pangu Patthu Kodi Pangu Adhigamaga Ushnam Kundu Panikollam? He's contrasting it with the practice of the traditional practice of these yogis. They're going into forests and caves and so forth and trying to generate this heat. Well, what is the purpose of it is the big question, you know. You may have some experiences, but when you come out of the cave and you burst into anger at this or that, at the slightest provocation, what was the whole point of it, you know? So questions arise as to what the value and purpose of even that yogic practice of generating inner heat is all about. But what he is saying is that instead of going into all these yogic practices, and maybe in the along the way getting bitten by scorpions or snakes, you know, sitting in caves, you can generate the same kind of heat, or if not more powerful inner heat. It's talking about inner heat. Or basically, it's, I think you can connect it with this notion that, you know, tapas or austerity produces spiritual energy inside you. You know, that's what it's all about. You can generate it by inquiry. Devatai Thothiram, I mean, you're contemplating the Devam and you're asking what is the nilay of the Devam and so forth, which is what happens when you read the Aruparinjyoti Agaval and you try to understand it. So I don't see any contradiction here, because he's simply saying that vicharam will generate this inner heat. You don't need all these exotic yogic practices, and you don't need to go into forests and caves to do that. I don't know if I've addressed your question or not.
Yeah.
If not, please continue with your inquiry.
Sure, doctor. Thank you. To be precise, you know, Devatai Stotiram Seikendra Dinal. That is the difference, you know, I'm talking about. Stotiram versus inquiry.
Devam Thothiram Seikindradinalam Ninaikindradinalam. He also mentions contemplation. Now, connect this with what he says in the first Vinappam, right? In the first Vinappam, he says, that is the Samarasa Siddha Sanmarga Sangha Satya Siru Vinappam, he says very clearly, எல்லா அண்டங்களையும் எல்லா உலகங்களையும் எல்லா உயிர்களையும் எல்லா பொருள்களையும் மற்ற எல்லாவற்றையும் தோற்றுவித்தும் விளக்கம் செய்வித்தும் துரிசு நீக்குவித்தும் பக்குவம் வருவித்தும் பலன் தருவித்தும் எங்கும் பொருளாகி விளங்குகின்ற ஒரு உண்மை கடவுள் உண்டென்றும் அக்கடவுளை உண்மை என்பார் கருத்திற்கருதி வழிபாடு செய்யின் அக்கடவுள் திருவருள் நமது கருத்தின் கண் வெளிப்பட்டு விளங்கும். See, that's the point you need to connect with this. That point in the Vinappam, this point in the Vinappam. அக்கடவுளை உண்மை என்பார் கருத்திற்கருதி வழிபாடு செய்யின் அக்கடவுள் திருவருள் நமது கருத்தின் கண் வெளிப்பட்டு விளங்கும். So that's what he is talking about here. That when you think about Thothiram means கடவுளை உண்மை என்பார் வழிபாடு செய்தல். It's not just meaningless repetition, right? I'm sure you agree. So that's how you need to understand this point about Devatai Thothiram Seikindradilam Ninaikindradilam இதைவிட கோடி பங்கு பத்து கோடி பங்கு அதிகமாக உஷ்ணம் உண்டு பண்ணிக்கொள்ளலாம். He's saying, again, talking about generating spiritual energy. That spiritual energy can be generated by contemplating Aruparinjyoti. you know, by repeating some of the verses in the Agaval and thinking about their meaning with Unmai Anbu and so forth. That's all it is.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay.
Anyone else has any questions?
Doctor, this is Gopi. This was really an excellent speech. Like, it was like, for example, like, you know, putting into the writer's shoes when you talked about Andavar Varugindra Tarunam. I was always seeing that he was referring to Aritpiruji the Andavar, and I was getting confused. What is that 10 days, and like, you know, why is it not now? Like, he's like timeless, right? So, I mean, it was a great perspective that, you know, you gave us by putting into the writer's shoe and referring Andavar as Vallalar.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You know, it may have been somebody who may have had a knowledge of Saivism and all that, because, you know, Saiva religious leaders are referred to as Andavar sometimes, you know. It's customary to refer to them. So maybe he was following that custom in referring to Vallalar as Andavar. But I'm pretty sure Vallalar wouldn't have accepted that reference, you know. But maybe this is the person who was taking the notes. But, you know, we still have to be thankful to him, because it does give us a rare glimpse of Vallalar's views before he, said goodbye to at least from the external point of view.
Absolutely, Dr. I have a question around that point there. So he's saying like 10 dinangal. And according to his chronological events, January 30, 1874 is when like he attained the Siddhi, the Maranamilla Peruvalvu. And this Perubudesam is dated for October 21 or 22, based on like the Tamil day, but 1873. So I'm trying to understand the timing, you know, for the Dinangal. Dinangal, is it really days or some lunar
Yes. I think, but I would just say that I think you may be reading too much into this. Idu mudal saalaikku aandavar pogindra patthu dinamagiya konja kaalam varaiyil. You know that Vallalar, of course, he was based in the Dharmasalai, but then he retired to Metukuppam. But it doesn't mean that he never went back there. You know, he did make periodic, I'm sure he made periodic visits to the Dharmasali, because that was one of the main objectives there, you know, to feed the poor. And there were issues, there were problems. Some people were trying to control things, you know, and there are some references. Vallalar somewhere says, Inga vandirukkaragallam adhigaram seya vandirukkaragal, ni ennai pol yeai, and so forth. He says, we are poor people, we need to be simple, you know. So there was some problem there in regards to the management of the Dharmasalai. And people occasionally used to even, I think, request Vallalar to come there and to moderate these conflicts and resolve these conflicts. And he also mentions Kuchal and all that, you know, I guess arguments and so forth. So he just, it's talking about how he might go to the Dharmasalai in 10 days. That people should continue to, practice their inquiry. But again, that's why I'm saying the notes are not always clear. So Vallalar couldn't have said that Iru mudal saalaikku aandavar pogindra patthu dinamagiya konja kaalam varai, because, I mean, he wouldn't be referring to himself aandavar. So this is something happened here. The note taker, I guess, probably wanted to say, maybe Vallalar said that I may go to the Dharmasalai in about 10 days, because maybe people were asking him to come there, you know. And he was in seclusion, Metukuppam. I mean, maybe they were, you know, persisting and bothering him and saying, come and resolve this and so on and so forth. And he said, I'll go there in about 10 days. But in the meanwhile, make sure that you continue with the Nalla Visarani, you know. So I think that's how I take it.
I think that makes it. That makes sense and clarifies me now. Thank you, Doctor. And also, like, you gave a very good explanation on certain words like Kuru 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 Indri, then Puranga Viyachalamal, and then anthropomorphism, those like words was very helpful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, those two words are very important, the Kuru, Kuri, and Purangaviya, you know. We can't understand Vallalar's criticism of Saiva Manam and so forth without understanding what those terms mean. So anyway, thank you.
Okay. And just one more comment. When you were referring to Igaloga Visaram, Visaram Magadu, based on what I understand, like in olden days when they referred to the word Visaram, usually during a death, people go and inquire about the death, sharing their. So I think that was typically referred as Visaram, and you're right about it. Like, you know, probably he was referring to the practical usage of the word Visaram. The inquiry is done like in the worldly level. So I just want to add that.
Yes, and this sounds like Vallalar, because we know that Vallalar, you know, wrote an essay on the word Tamil and so forth. And, you know, he had the profound knowledge of Tamil grammar, and I was not able to pursue that point. I'll just simply mention it. I can go into it, where he says that Tolkapiyam and Paniniyam and so forth have some serious errors. But then the explanation that the note taker gives doesn't make much sense. But we can take that the central point Vallalar's making is that there is need for careful examination of the Tolkapiyam and Paniniyam and so forth in order to correct the errors and come up, at least in the case of Tamil, with a correct account of its grammar, you know, which is a very interesting suggestion. But he does say, in relation to your point, he actually says, or the notes say, that people in the world say that dukkame visaram endrathu adu tappu avartham ondru saram engiradhu dukkam visaram engiradhu dukka nivarthi. So he's saying then visaram actually means not, as most people understand it, suffering, but it's actually something that will remove suffering. So he's saying that's the correct understanding of the root meaning of visaram, and that sounds like Vallala, you know, to me at least.
I think that those words are in Jivakarni Odukam, I believe.
No, no, no. What I just quoted is from the Perubadesam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes after the passage that Prasanna pointed out about Ushnam and all that. And then he says, Vallalar, the notes say, Adalali Ulagathil Visaram Engindra Unmai Theriyadhu Visaram Endru Varangi Adai Dukkam Endre Solluvargal Naam Appadi Artham Panna Koodadhu அவர்கள் பண்கின்றது துக்கமே விசாரம் என்றது அது தப்பு. தாரம் என்கிறது துக்கம், விசாரம் என்கிறது துக்க நிவர்த்தி. So he's right on that. Inquiry is not suffering. Inquiry is removal of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that, you know, that's a very good explanation there that the note taker has fortunately given us in fairly clear terms.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Hello. Does anyone feel there's any comments or questions?
Hello. Thanks a lot for your wonderful speech about the Perubadesam and the really wonderful explanation about Andavicharam and Pindavicharam, Rubam, Surubam, Jivavam. Everything you have explained it very well, Doctor.
Thank you.
I have one question about the Vicharam. You said it should be in consistent, right? So what are the steps to be taken in consistence of Vicharam?
You were kind of fading away a little bit. Vicharam should be consistent?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what makes Vicharam consistent?
Yeah, what are the steps to be taken in consistent?
Yes.
Go ahead, Doctor. I think there's some background.
Yes.
Okay. If I understand Raji's question correctly, then what are the things? What are the elements of Vicharam that makes Vicharam consistent? It's already given here in the Perubadesam in the notes. Vicharam starts with asking, "Who am I?" You know, that's the question that Ramana Maharshi emphasized. also, trying to understand oneself. That includes psychology, as I said, but it's not confined only to psychology. So self-knowledge, that's part of vicharam. Then trying to understand the nature of divine reality or Arupparanjyoti by examining the agaval and contemplating the verses and their meanings, that's part of vicharam. The ulagam is there, andam and pindam are real. We don't reject these as maya, illusion and all that kind of Sutasanmargam. Sutasanmargam, and we know from Vallalar's own agaval, when he speaks about, the five elements, when he speaks about how Arupparanjyoti has organized the oceans and the mountains and all that, this is all real. They are impermanent, so we shouldn't think that these things are the ultimate truth or unmai. That's only Arupparanjyoti, but they are nevertheless, they have come about as a result of Arupparanjyoti's grace. And so we inquire into them. We ask the andavicharam questions, try to understand the nature of the sun, basically, astronomy, cosmology, in order to understand how wonderful it all is. This is what many popular writers on science, like Carl Sagan and others have been talking about, the wonders of the universe as revealed by science. But they don't have the further understanding that these wonders are the result of the grace of Arupparanjyoti. But fortunately, as students of Samarasa Suddhasanmargam, we have some understanding of that. So whatever wonders of the universe science reveals to us, we see them as wonders of Arupparanjyoti's grace because they have come into effect as a result of Arupsakti, not as a result of chance or out of nothing and so on and so forth. So the andavicharam and then pindavicharam, we need to know our bodies in order to maintain good health, which is a very important requirement in Samarasa Suddhasanmargam. I don't think, you have some emphasis in yoga traditions and so forth, but there is a lot of emphasis in keeping the body healthy and strong in Samarasa Suddhasanmargam. And we can only do that if we understand how the body works and nutrition and all that is dependent. Medicine, all that depends on correct knowledge of the workings of the human body. So we try to understand that. That's pindavicharam, So these are the main things to follow. But then ultimately, we should not forget that, questions we ask, questions, how can I develop a more compassionate mind? How can I get rid of all these prejudices and all that come, as a result of background, upbringing, past experience and all that kind of things, Asking all those questions also is part of vicharam, So the conception that Vallalar is giving us is of a person who is really mentally, intellectually, and spiritually alive, Such a person is never going to get bored. See, if you have vicharam, you're not going to get bored. So it makes your life very interesting.
Yeah. So every Sunday we are discussing about Vallalar's wording. So this one also like a vicharam, right, Doctor? Yeah.
Yes. Of course, this is all part of the vicharam. You're correct. And your question is also part of vicharam. Asking what is vicharam is also part of vicharam.
Thank you.
That's a very good question about the nature of vicharam.
Thank you.
Doctor Arupparanjyoti, Taniperan Karanai Arupparanjyoti, Doctor. I am Jairaj.
Yes. How are you?
Good, Doctor. Doctor, spiritual energy is increased in our body by contemplating the Arupparanjyoti underwear. How can we feel it? Is there any indication, sign, Doctor? Can you explain me?
Yes, it comes as a result of practice. And it's not just heat. There can also be actually a very kind of cooling effect also. You can experience that too. And I've experienced many times. These are just, they have to do with the circulation of prana, you know, vital energy in the body and the nadis and so on and so forth. You know, we shouldn't really make a mountain out of a molehill. I mean, they are just part of what's going on in the body when the mind gets very active, you know, like contemplating on Arupa and Jyoti. That does release some energy, you know, and the mind has to be, of course, concentrated and one-pointed and so forth. You know, that goes without saying. But what was your question again? How can this be experienced, or what was the question?
How can we feel it? Is there any sign or?
Okay. What is the proof? Well, I mean, the proof is known only to you. I mean, you will see there are. It's a good question. What are the signs of this awakening of spiritual energy? What are its manifestations? Well, first, I would say that there's some subtle alteration in the activity of the brain cells. So you will feel like a puttunarchi or something like that, you know. You feel rejuvenated. You feel a new energy. And suddenly, it's like a cloud was removed, a cloud that was surrounding your mind and brain was removed. And you feel more clarity in your mind. You are able to think better, you are able to plan better, and also emotionally you are more calm. You are not agitated by thoughts of anger, feelings of anger and this and that, or restlessness. All these things come about, but one of the things is the energy can sometimes create problems, you know. Let me not say sometimes. The energy invariably creates some problems, so one has to know how to control it, you know. I mean, if you read all the yogic stuff on pranayama and all that, which is very dangerous, and that's why Vallada never talks about those things, you can release some energies, you know, in the body by doing yogasanas and pranayama and all that. But then what do you do with the energy? It can easily dislodge you, and it can easily push you in the wrong directions. And then you can go from a lot of activity, and then you're exhausted, and so on and so forth. So the key is to maintain the balance, and the key is to know how to regulate this energy. But anyway, to go to the question, I was taking up further questions here, but your basic question, how can we know what are the symptoms of this awakening of the energy? Well, you would only know, you know, there are certain things about it that only you would know because it's happening within you. But I hope I've given you some general indications. Like at the mental level, you have more clarity. You're able to think clearly, you're able to plan better. At the emotional level, you are more calm. And as far as action is, physical action is concerned, you feel more energy. So you know, you may be walking. Let's say if you have a walking regimen every day, after you walk, after meditation or whatever, you may not get tired that easily. Maybe before that you were getting tired, but you may not get tired. I've noticed those kinds of things. You have more physical energy and all that. Even without eating anything, you know. So those are some of the manifestations of it. But then again, I would say that, you know, it has its place, but we shouldn't make more of it. Maybe this note taker was impressed by some reference that Vallalar made to it. And Vallalar's main concern there was to tell people, you know, don't waste time going into forests and caves and all that. You can generate this heat by vichara. I think that was the point he was trying to convey, but the note taker might have thought that it was more extraordinary than that and might have added some other things, I don't know. But in any case, we know that, you know, it has its place, but it's not anywhere as important as the development of Dayavu and Anmaneya Urmipad.
Thank you, Doctor. Good explanation. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else has any other questions?
Yeah, if you can, I have a question for everyone, and maybe, you know, we can bring this up whenever the next session is scheduled. Prasanna, I believe you are going to India, right, soon?
No, Dr. My trip got cancelled, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, just alum Thiruvarul sale, so take that in that spirit. But in any case, yeah, we can take this up at another session. But if you would kindly look into whether you can get any information on when this Perubadesam first appeared, you know. As I said, I couldn't find it in Oorunarigal's notes, but I presume it was there from the earliest edition of Vallalar's writings. It's just a question. You know, Kandasamy, I think, was the earliest edition. Maybe there was one before him. I think there was one in 1896. I don't remember the name of the person who published some of the writings of Vallalar. So I don't know if the Perubadesam was already there in that first edition of Vallalar's prose writings, but I'm very curious to know more about it. And if any of you find out about it, please let me know.
Sure, Doctor. I think we can take this as an action item and try to check this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Otherwise, we can conclude the session. Okay. Thank you. Doctor, really, it was an a very good session, getting into the, you know, the details of what the Perubadesam says basically, and it was a visaram on Perubadesam itself, which actually gives a rationale behind why Vallalar would have told, whether Vallalar would have told or maybe it is something different. I think that's a very good perspective. Many of us know, which many of us were not aware of, the facts that you are actually pointing out. I think it's very eye-opening. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time spending with us today, Doctor.
Thank you. My pleasure always to join fellow Sanmargis, and particularly this audience of friends. I really enjoy the discussion.
Thank you, Doctor. And thank you so much. And now we will move to the next program, which is on the reading of Sudarshan Marga petition by Raji.
Okay.
Raji Amma.
Arupperan Jodi, Arupperan Jodi, Tani Perungarne, Arupperan Jodi. Uttiranyana Sittipuram Alais of, and Uttiranyana Sittipuram Alais of, and by the Thiruvarul, the names that are surrounded as things can do, special names of, and Parvathipuram Alais of, and the names that were given as nicknames to refer to of, having those names pronounced as starring good padi, God padi, in that the natural revealing of fullness is a pure Shivanubhava, Jnanasubha, in that wearing that natural truth filled God form. The natural bliss filled Shivananda, one holy dance performing just for all the life forces to get the joy showered. Everything can do any head of the God Arupperan Jodi, O the God, O the Highness, to your holy community. I am submitting by my Samarasa Sutta Sanmarga Sangha Satya petition. In this world, six sense superlative body that I got of, I am for this body, often and often is suffered by such as deathness, disease, aging, fear, and the pain. And to cure all of these sufferings, make this body itself to become a nitya body, so that in whichever time, in whatever places, in any manner, and in any way, without any obstacles, I should be able to live by getting the blissful siddhi. Great life is what the true, strong, and huge effort of my desire. In this effort of my desire, like all the sufferings be cured, and making this body itself a nitya body, so that forever undestroyable blissful great siddhi life could be attained. And what way it could be possible, like when I started thinking about that time, no other way one should be getting this, and all can do, God's freedom is the only one way one could achieve this, and I came to know as it was announced by Thiruvarul. After that, what way we could get God's freedom? Like, when I started thinking that time, mine and I of body freedom, bhoga freedom, and jiva freedom, and all these three things should be eliminated in that time only. You get that? And I came to know as it was announced by the Highness Thiruvarul. Hence, holding that are being my freedom, such as body freedom, bhoga freedom, and jiva freedom, and all surrendered to the Highness Thiruvarul and his full freedom. Given up that time, this body, the jivan, and bhoga things, and all are only given by the full freedom, God of great mercy. And other than that, it's not our freedom that we hold. So this truth I came to know as it was revealed by the Thiruvarul. Herein after, from this body and from this jivan and from this bhoga things, by the evidence of Thiruvarul, none of his freedoms would be appeared as my freedoms. The Highness put forth the Thiruvarul freedom to me and blessed to cure the sufferings of this deathness, dizziness, disease, aging, fear, and the pain, and making this body itself Nitya body, and I should be able to live forever destroyable and forever blissful great city life. Likewise, all the life forces who got this body should also be revealed the way as it was revealed to me, and also make them a privileged people to get this and should be able to live like me. Your Highness, for your great graceful room, welcome, welcome, Aruperinjodi, Aruperinjodi, Tani Perinkarnai, Aruperinjodi. Let all living beings live blissfully. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rajayama. And next, we can recite the Jodi song. Is anyone willing to recite it? Yaral Paringla, Jodi Padal.
Jodi song, I want to just, maybe just a few verses, given this is Father's Day.
Sure.
We know who our true father is, so maybe I can just recite the verses in Veer Tandai and Arupal Jodi Agavo.
Sure, definitely, doctor. Please go ahead.
Okay. All right. Unbalam Tavittu Ulle, Unbalam Niramba, Inbalam Alitta Yentani Tandaye, Yella Nanmayum Yendana Kalitta, Yella Mulla Sitindan Tani Tandaye, Nair Karein, Alampara Katia, Tayir Peridum, Dayudai Tandaye, அறிவில்லா பருவத்து அறிவனுக்கு அளித்தே பிரிவில்லாத அமர்ந்த பேரரு தந்தையே. புன்னிகர் இல்லேன் பொருத்திவன் அடைந்த தன்னிகர் இல்லா தனிப்பெரும் தந்தையே. அகத்தினும் புறத்தினும் அமர்ந்தரு அகத்தினும் புறத்தினும் அமர்ந்தரு ஜோதி சகத்தினில் எனக்கே தந்தமை தந்தையே. இணையில்லா கழிப்புற்றிருந்திட எனக்கே துணையடி சென்னியில் சூட்டிய தந்தையே. ஆரீரறியா அருளர சாட்சியில் ஜோதி மாமகுடம் சூட்டிய தந்தையே. எட்டிரண்டு அறிவித்து என்னை தனியேற்றி பட்டி மண்டபத்தில் பதித்த மெய் தந்தையே. அங்கோல் அளவது தந்தரு ஜோதி செங்கோல் செலுத்தென செப்பிய தந்தையே. தன் பொருள் அனைத்தையும் தன்னரசாட்சியில் என் பொருளாக்கிய என் தனி தந்தையே. தன் வடிவனைத்தையும் தன்னரசாட்சியில் என் வடிவாக்கிய என் தனி தந்தையே. தன் சித்தனைத்தையும் தன் சமூகத்தினில் என் சித்தாக்கிய என் தனி தந்தையே. தன் வசமாகிய தத்துவம் அனைத்தையும் என் வசமாக்கிய என் உயிர் தந்தையே. தன் கயிர் படித்த தனியொரு ஜோதியை என் கயிர் கொடுத்த என் தனி தந்தையே. தன்னையும் தன்னொரு சக்தியின் வடிவையும் என்னையும் ஒன்றென இயற்றிய தந்தையே. தன்னியல் எண்ணியல் தன் செயல் என் செயல் என்ன வியற்றிய என் தனி தந்தையே. தன்னுரு எண்ணுரு தன்னுரை எண்ணுரை என்ன வியற்றி என் தனி தந்தையே. சதுர பேரொரு தனிப்பெருந்தலைவனன் ரெகுதர் தோங்கிய என் தனி என்னுடைய தந்தையே. மனவாக்கரியா வரைப்பினில் எனக்கே இனவாக்கருளிய என் உயிர் தந்தையே. உணர்ந்துணர்ந்துணரினும் உணரா பெருநிலை அணைந்திட எனக்கே அருளிய தந்தையே. துரிய வாழ்வுடனே சுகப்பூரணம் என்னும் பெரிய வாழ்வழித்த பெருந்தனி தந்தையே. ஈரில்லா பதங்கள் யாவையும் கடந்த பேரழித்தாண்ட பெருந்தகை தந்தையே. எவ்வகை திறத்தினும் எய்துதற்கரிதாம் அவ்வகை நிலை எனக்கு அளித்த நற்தந்தையே. இனி திறவா நெறி எனக்கு அளித்தருளிய தனிப்பெருந்தலைமை தந்தையே தந்தையே. So, good verses to recite and contemplate on Father's Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all wonderful fathers.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Prasanna, I had a quick question, if you don't mind.
Sure, doctor.
Just the thought crossed my mind. Would it be feasible to organize like a conference, you know, of the people interested, including those in this group living in the United States, maybe in the area where you live at some time in the near future? And you can have it like a Sanmargam conference, perhaps others who might be visiting from India or Malaysia, you know, might also join. I don't know. What do you think?
Definitely, Dr. We can definitely think about it.
Okay.
Okay. We'll discuss. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Thank you. Jodhi song, is anyone interested to recite the Jodhi song?
Prasanna, naam paadrenga. Jodi 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 suyam jodi 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 param jodi 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 arul jodi 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 sivam vama jodi soma jodi Vana Jodi, Jnana Jodi, Maha Jodi, Yoha Jodi, Vada Jodi, Nada Jodi, Ema Jodi, Vyoma Jodi, Yer Jodi, Veer Jodi, Yeha Jodi, Yeha Jodi, Yeh Jodi, Yeh Jodi, Adi Nidhi Vedane, Ado Nidhi Padane, Vadi Jnana Pogane, Valha Valha Nadane, Valha Valha Nadane, Varha Varha Nadane, Arupirum Jodi, Arupirum Jodi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anbu Amma. Thanks everyone across the world for joining this event. Thank you. Vali Enai Thooki Vaitha Karadalangal, Vali Ellam Valla Manimandram, Vali Nadam, Vali Arujyodi, Vali Nadarajan, Vali Sivanyana Vali, Vali En Andavan, Vali En Gonarul, Vaimai Endrum Vali, எம்மான் புகழ் வாழி, என் நாதன் மலர்பதங்கள் வாழி, வாழிமை சுத்த சன்மார்க பெருநெறி மாண்பு கொண்டு வாழி இவ்வையமும் வானவும் வானமும் மற்றமும் வாழியவே. அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, தனிப்பெரும் கருணை, அருட்பெரும் ஜோதி, எல்லா உயிர்களும் இன்புற்று வாழ்க, கொல்லாவிரதம் குவளையமெல்லாம் ஓங்குக, வள்ளல் மலரடி வாழ்க வாழ்க, சத்குருநாதா சத்குருநாதா, சன்மார்க்க சங்கம் தழைக்க அருள் தாத்தா, திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். வணக்கம், வந்தனம், நன்றி. தேங்க்யூ.